I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. In the front row with Betsy Ross this morning is Sean Patrick Hill, talking about his new guide to hiking Kentucky's Red River Gorge.
Well, it may be November, but you don't have to pack away your hiking boots yet. It is going to be a beautiful weekend around Greater Cincinnati and the Midwest this weekend. And so there is still time if you are so inclined to get out and hike a little bit. And there is a great book that talks about one of the most popular areas, I think, that a lot of people visit during the spring and summer and in the fall, the Red River Gorge. And there's a new book, Hiking Kentucky's Red River Gorge, Your Definitive Guide to the Jewel of the Southeast. It is written by Sean Patrick Hill, and Sean is with us today on the front row. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me, Betsy.
So before we get into the particulars of the book, why Red River Gorge? Why is that so fascinating to you?
Well, of all the areas in Kentucky, which is largely Appalachia, what the main draw that really brings out the Red River Gorge is the rock. For one thing, there's numerous sandstone arches, probably hundreds of them. Some are in the gorge area, some are on private land, some are completely hidden, and you'd have to spend quite a bit of time trying to find them. But the other rock formations are incredible, too. There's a lot of rock shelters where Native American remains have been found. There's a lot of cliffs, which makes for a lot of rock climbing. But just ridge after ridge, creek after creek. It's a great place to hike because you get a real varied terrain and you get some of the best flora of the entire Appalachian areas. Big trees, beautiful ferns, beautiful rhododendron groves.
And this is what you do. I mean, you're not just sitting on your couch writing about this. You like to hike. You have backpacked the Appalachian Trail. You've done the Grand Canyon. You've done Yosemite. I mean, you've done a lot of these areas. How does this area, Red River Gorge, compare to, like, say, the Grand Canyon or some of the trails out west?
Well, you know, some people compare the Red River Gorge area to Utah. And I can't remember where I saw this, but one of the best phrases I heard was that the Red River Gorge is Utah with trees. So I've never seen sandstone arches because I've never been to the arches area of Utah. Mm-hmm. But it's just a tremendous area. Some of these arches, their spans are at least 100 feet long, several stories high. And to stand beneath these things is really quite impressive. But it's also a very fairly remote area. Although it's completely encircled by a road, when you're kind of dead center up pretty high in a ridge, you can look out as far as you can see. And you see nothing but trees, ridges, rocks, cliffs, and even some of the arches in the distance. So you really feel like you can disappear down in there, which is pretty surprising for this area where, you know, quite a few people live fairly nearby.
Mm-hmm. To really look at the gorge in your book, you divide it up. You are very specific about this area is the best hikes for arches, best for backpacking, best for geology. I mean, you divide it up. It's kind of a backpacking or a hiking 101 for someone maybe who hasn't even been to the gorge.
Sure. You know, there was a writer in Oregon when I lived out there who wrote guidebooks that I was always impressed by, and his name is William Sullivan. And he doesn't just detail the trails. He details the history of the trails. He tells you exactly what kind of rock, tree, and so on that you're going to see. So it becomes an educational hike as well, which really helps you get to know an area. There's a lot of history in the Red River Gorge as far as that geology. You know, this is one of the first areas to rise up out of the ocean. So it's a lot of that kind of oceanic rock, sandstone, limestone. It's very, very old. And when you're looking at these arches and realizing how long this area has been up above the ground and whittled away by water and wind predominantly, it amazes you to see exactly where you are because you're in a place millions of years old.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say, by the way, and this is interesting, that the Red River Gorge, eventually the Red River will carve itself into a gorge that'll be deeper than the Grand Canyon.
Wow. It'll be right in our backyard, too.
Sure.
The guidebook is truly a guidebook, and I think that what impressed me is that, you know, besides dividing the trails into what's best for backpacking, this and that and the other, I mean, you give people a pretty specific look at the individual trails even before you go. You give them a map. There's a map there. There's also an elevation profile, which I think is really important, especially for the beginner. And you rate them as, can I take my kids? Is it wheelchair friendly? Is it too tough for a beginner? I mean, you really give them star ratings. How important do you think, kind of, go back in your own history as a beginner, how important is it to be able to see all this even before you tackle a trail?
Well, with kids, for sure, there's so many dangerous areas. I have taken my daughter out there. She's three, but for the most part, I carried her in a backpack, and I would not let her set foot on the ground. Mm. A lot of people hike with their kids, and there's good trails for them, and, this is a great place to take kids so they can see what Kentucky looks like. For just hikers in general, and I know for me as well, when I started out, my first backpacking trip was a disaster. It nearly killed me just climbing up 2,000 feet, and this is the kind of stuff that you'll do in the Red River Gorge. You can start off easily with this book, just running along some of the pleasant creeks and not going up and down too much, and still see some of those big arches, still see some of those sites. So Menasha Ridge Press really lays out that star system, and I'm really happy with the maps and the elevation profiles, because you can just simply look and you know exactly what you're getting into. If you want to attempt the rough trail and do the full 8 miles, you can see that you're going up and down about, I think if I remember right, about five times. Mm. You're really going to be hurting by the end. So, you can simply go out in a day and plan out your day. Do I want to do it easy? Do I want to do two hikes? There's short hikes. There's long hikes. There's so many different things you can do that you can do exactly what I did. Just plan it out. I'm going to go camping for 3 days, and I'm going to do this.
We are talking with Sean Patrick Hill. He is the author of Hiking Kentucky's Red River Gorge, Your Definitive Guide to the Jewel of the Southeast. So, Sean, let's say I don't know a thing about Red River Gorge, but it's going to be a nice weekend. So, I think I'll drive down and see what I can take a look at. For somebody who's never been in that area, give me an area or two that I have to see. It is a must visit.
Well, my brother just came down a few, about a month ago in the Columbus Day weekend, and I'll tell you, now that the leaves are really coming down, I hiked there last year about this time, and what I realized is when the leaves come down, you can see things that you wouldn't see in the summer, and what you see are those cliffs. I think the best hike for me in the gorge, and it combines two of the hikes I detailed, is to follow a ridge called the Oxier Ridge Trail, spelled with an A. Mm-hmm. You go out to a large rock called Porthouse Rock. There's another rock called Haystack Rock. The trail actually narrows on a ridge to about 30 feet with sheer drop-offs on either side. This is the one spot in the Red River Gorge where you have essentially a 360 view. And from that view, you can see an arch called Double Arch. So to continue that hike, you drop down into this, what Kentuckians tend to call a cove, which is a very deep forested area with a creek running through it called the Oxier Branch. From there, you can drop down to that creek, follow it along, hike up the other side, and then you can climb along a ridge and go up to Double Arch. Back down, follow the Courthouse Rock Trail, back to the original trailhead, which is called the Oxier Ridge Trailhead, and that whole hike is about 8 miles, and you will see everything there is to see, from high to low to the big leaf magnolias and just some pretty stunning rock formations. And that one would be really good for this time of year because the leaves are down, and maybe you'll see some colors too, but you'll really be able to see all that rock.
And let's say if I'm a beginner and I want to just kind of see the area, I don't want to tax myself too much because you're right. If you have a horrible experience, there's a chance that you won't go back again. But if I'm a beginner, what's an easy trail that I can still see the sights and enjoy my trip?
A real easy place to go is the Natural Bridge State Resort Park, which has lots of easy trails. If you want to see a really stunning arch, Natural Bridge is the second biggest, from what I understand, in the entire gorge area. The trail to get up there, it's about, I think, 3/4 of a mile, and it's a little bit of an upward hike, but it's very easy, very wide. There's lots of little rest stops along the way. Just an easy in and out, so you can stand under this arch, but you can also climb up a little notch and get up on top of it and have a pretty stunning view. Also in that state park, there's another trail called the Whittleton Branch, which is a very nice creek that actually runs underground in some places. And you can hike in and out of there about a little over 2 miles follow the creek up and see the Whittle's Arch. Very easy, very good for kids. Maybe a few muddy spots this time of year, but otherwise, real simple.
The book is Hiking Kentucky's Red River Gorge, Your Definitive Guide to the Jewel of the Southeast. It is chock full of maps, elevation directions, guides. There is all kinds of information in this book if you want to take a trip to the Red River Gorge and really enjoy this weekend's weather and hopefully a few more great weather weekends to come. Sean Patrick Hill, the author, thank you for being with us on the Front Row.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.